after I said what happened.
Well, we have to keep everybody up to speed with us.
I see.
I need some help finishing decoding an event.
Decoding an event. All right, describe, define the event.
I was recently involved in an accident.
Of what nature are you referring to?
Automobile accident.
Yes.
And I want to emphasize here, I mean, I'm real down with the concept of being jarred into awareness or whatever with that.
Down with it. All right, momentary translation, we understand.
Okay.
And?
There's not a person who's more self-accepting and...
Yes, there is, but I'll take you at your word.
I mean, I'm really doing that a lot.
All right.
So
and
I don't
so?
Feel I don't feel like I needed to have my car. And here's the circumstances,
yes.
Just real quick. I was, you know, if it were my fault or if I was, you know, doing something. No, I was sitting at a stoplight, stopped.
Yes.
And this huge truck knocked my car into its next life. And
maybe that's where you wanted to be.
Well, I do have an issue with that.
Oh, I see. You're sure you're completely self-accepting?
Well, no, not completely.
Thank you.
But that doesn't have anything to do with my car.
Are you sure? It's your vehicle. It's your vehicle. It symbolizes how you believe you get from one place to another. If your car felt it, in a sense, reflected the idea of taking a knock to get you to move, maybe you're not so sure you don't need a knock to move where you say you want to be. Not that you need one. But maybe you think you do, after all.
But I understand that concept so well, I don't understand why I would need to still create that. And I'm, like, working really hard on moving. I have passion, I'm following my joy, I'm doing
what I want.
Do
you remember what we said about the idea of what true change represents? Of how you tell what true change is? I'll repeat it if you want.
Well, let me try.
Oh, all right.
When you really change inside and you're not looking to the outside to have to reflect that back to you.
Which means... in your behavior?
You act differently.
Yes. You respond differently to what happens, knowing that what happens is something that you chose as an event.
Right. And I was real, I mean, like when the accident happened, you
yes.
remember your...
One moment. Remember that you said, well, I didn't need this, but you chose it. So you must have thought you did. So that's a contradiction.
Okay, which gets me in touch with my feelings. I did my homework on this.
All right, thank you. Go ahead.
It made me feel like no matter how much work or introspection or control, and I know that's not really
into control. Go ahead, I'll let you get away with that
thank
one.
Thank you.
Because I understand where you're going.
Okay, that...
Yes.
The grand piano's going to drop out of the sky. There's nothing I could have done in that circumstance.
All right, very good. And here is, as you say, the $64 million question. And why is this event not part of your joy instead of being labeled an interruption in it?
Well, I really did that. That's what I tried to do. I was just going to say...
But that's not what you're doing now.
Well, because I'm covering that side of it. That's how I got through the experience. That's how I didn't just go into meltdown, was doing what you just said. I was like, oh,
so
I'm,
you have
I'm,
used it.
I'm sitting there on the street. Oh, I'm so happy this happened. This is a wonderful thing.
Now, one moment. Understand, of course, and I know you do. We are not talking about glossing things over.
Right.
We are not talking about pretending and covering up real feelings. That's not what we talk about when we talk about the idea of be positive. You can understand that you can feel a lot of pain in this circumstance and situation, but that it's all right to feel that pain. It's all right. I don't mean you have to go around going, I'm happy I'm in pain. However, you understand that it's all right that things are the way they are because you're going to be using it for a particular reason.
Basically, what I got out of it was that it was, in fact, to jar me out of my inertia.
All right, and so you admit that